Well, good morning, everybody. I am glad to see all of you here this morning. So on Wednesday was November the 1st. Now, most of you probably know it as the day after Halloween. And it's also the beginning of a month, but it's also a special day because on November the 1st, that's the day that we celebrate All Saints Day. Now, we celebrate on All Saints Day the people who are important to the church around the world, the people who are important to our church, and the people who are important to us who have taught us about Jesus, who maybe have died, but we don't forget them. We remember the lessons that they taught us. So we remember people like Martin Luther, who over 500 years ago wanted to make sure that everybody knew about God's grace. And we remember people like Mother Teresa who show the world what God's grace looks like. And we remember the people who started this church over 140 years ago so that we would have a place to worship. And we remember people in our own lives who are important to us, who taught us about Jesus. Like my granddad who taught me that being a Christian is more than just about going to church. Or my aunt's grandma, Grandma Simpson, who told everybody that she met about Jesus. We remember the people who are important in our lives and the people who are important to the church. Well, did you guys know that there's a Hall of Fame in the Bible? Did you know there's a Hall of Fame in the Bible? In Hebrews chapter 11, we read something that's called the Faith Hall of Fame. And it tells about all the people in the Bible who trusted God and God used to do amazing things. It talks about Abel and it talks about Enoch and Abraham and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and the people who had faith and crossed the Red Sea when God parted it. And by faith, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. And by faith, Daniel was saved from the lion in the lion's den. And David was saved from Saul. And on and on and on. It talks about all these important people in the Bible who trusted God and God used to do great things. So when we remember all the people who are important to us, and the people who are important to the church, we also remember the important people in the Bible. And it's because of all of those people through all the years that we can know Jesus and we can know how much God's grace means to us and how very much God loves us. So when you remember the people who are important to you, I hope you will also think about the people who are important to this church and the people throughout history who have done amazing things with God. And if you listen to God and you follow God, you can do amazing things. God will do amazing things through you too. So now we are going to pray and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the people who have done important things for you. Thank you for the people in our own lives who teach us about you and your great love. Help us to listen to you and do what you want us to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.